Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Seemed a crazy day yesterday in the Premier League with two managers losing their jobs. Two managers, I think you know quite well. Can I ask you to react to Brandon's departure and also to Graham's departure?
What can I say about that? I think the elephant in the room is probably, from your point of view, why I am still sitting here in this crazy world. Last man standing.
Third longest in the Football League, but probably next.
Oh, great. So, yeah, I think both clubs are not in the spots where they expect to be. I cannot really say a lot more about it. Yes, would I say I know them well? I respect them a lot. To be honest, I like both. When I met them, they're really, really good people and fantastic managers, both of them. But still, things can go the wrong way. And then when the decision makers in the club think they have to change, then they change. I think, well, we all accept that part of the business. And that's it pretty much. But that's it. It's a strange week, I would say. Conte, was it last week, yeah? Nagelsmann. So, and all these two. So the season gets into the decisive part and people are afraid of maybe not reaching their targets, and that's it. I don't know. You have the opportunity to ask the decisive people and what they will say about it, and especially the two of them. But for all four I mentioned now, the football managing future is still bright. So it's not a disaster. It's just a situation which they probably don't like. But how is that part of the business?
Is it a sign this season in particular of how competitive it is, both at the top and at the bottom, that clubs are making these decisions so late in the season?
It's 12 now, 12 this season in the Premier League, which is actually an awful number. Yeah, but it is. It is how it is, and I think it's always, you have always these years where it happens more often than in others, and obviously some clubs are underachieving this year. Definitely we do, other clubs are doing, and I think especially when you are in a relegation battle, then clubs, we all know how much it means from a financial point of view for the clubs. But you could say similar things about being in the Champions League and not in the Champions League. It's similar stuff. So these kind of things, there are expectations out there, rightly so. And if you don't reach them, yeah, then you have to accept the decisions.
And weirdly now, of course, you head to Chelsea of all places tomorrow night. Will Graham's departure change things at all from your perspective?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Maybe the normal effect after a manager leaves. I don't know now. When you told me that the coaching staff obviously will stay, and we have not a real session between the last and the game tomorrow night, so we have today obviously a session, but from a recovery point of view, you cannot do any intense stuff mentally and physically, so it's more talking. That's what they will do, definitely. But I'm pretty sure that Chelsea the players want to show a reaction, whatever, and how it always is. When you saw the Bayern game against Dortmund, there was a reaction for whatever reason. And that's it. But I think apart from that, there is maybe rotation a little bit. Kante is back. Other players. Mason was injured, I think. Was on the bench first time. Might play. So lineup-wise, they could change. System-wise, I don't know. They changed system during the season. But we expect actually pretty similar to the last games.
And after what happened at City, how badly do you need a reaction from them?
As badly as it... as it's possible, we need. Yeah, definitely. So, again, super strange game. Okay first half, awful second half. We said it. It's unacceptable, but happened anyway. And now we have to make sure we are ready. That's it.
Jürgen, when you've got such a short turnaround like you've just been talking about, when you're looking for that reaction, how is it possible to bring it about with such a short space to actually be able to work with to change things and improve the mood and performance?
Yeah, work. What do you mean? We cannot work really on the pitch. That's it. But this games like this have an impact. Double. You might lose even more confidence, but the desire to show reaction is there as well. So the boys are still good people. And they want to show reaction 100%, and we have to. But the short turnaround is the problem. That is, in this moment, I have no clue who I can line up, because I got this information after the press conference. Because we want to wait with this decision as long as possible, give the boys as much time to recover. So there will be changes, definitely have to be, and that's what we have to use then. But it's not now. Yeah, you're right. The 48 hours, and then you travel, and then you wait in London in a hotel for the kickoff. It's all here, and that's where we are working on.
Are you able to tell us about the doubts that you've got over the players in your squad in terms of who's going to be available or not for the game?
No. Let me say, 2 days after a game, pretty much everybody's a doubt. But I didn't hear now anything that somebody's definitely out. Maybe a few late calls. That's it.
Diaz available?
Sorry?
Is Diaz available? Luis Diaz?
Luis Diaz? Oh, my God. No, he's not available, but he is in training. But he's not ready for this game. So we have to, as much as we want him to be back, we still have to give him time. So obviously, when it's long ago that he had the initial injury, but when he came back to training in Dubai, it looked outstanding until he got injured again. So we have to make sure that we are patient in that moment. So this week, I wouldn't say Arsenal is completely out of the picture, but it's rather unlikely. But after that, then Luis will be back. We had Thiago yesterday in training, in normal team training, which is good as well. But it's not available for tomorrow, of course. So we will see how he reacts. And yeah, that's it.
Jürgen, when you talk about the elephant in the room and why you're still sitting here, 7 months ago, I think, after the Napoli defeat over there, you were asked a question about, Liverpool had lost two games at that point, the owners, and you were saying that, you know, they trust you to sort the situation out. So, in a way, do Liverpool have owners who know how football works when you look at the managers losing their jobs because owners are afraid of not reaching targets, which was what you were saying in your answer to me?
Still didn't get that question.
Do you have owners then, when you talk about afraid of reaching targets,
our owners.
Understand how?
I cannot really explain that, to be honest. I cannot really explain that. It's in fact, I'm aware of the fact that I'm sitting here because of the past, not because of what we did this season. So to you already, if this would be my first season, that would be slightly different. So that's it. Yes, we have smart owners. They know about the situation, stuff like this, but that doesn't mean anything else. But to be 100%, you should better ask themselves why that's the case. So,
You don't sit here, you're not afraid.
No. But I don't think that Graham was afraid. there's no need for being afraid. I'm here to deliver. I'm not here as a talisman or whatever, or as a for murals on a house's walls. I'm here to deliver. I know that 100%. I'm nothing else in my mind. But I know as well, I'm still here because of what happened in the last few years. I don't like the fact that pretty much I have to rely on that. But is it right or not? We will see that in the future, but we have to. I'm fully in. So there's no doubt about. But we have to sort it. We cannot just continue playing like we do from time to time. Not always, thank God, but from time to time. And that's not allowed, really. And I'm really disappointed about us. So that we do these kind of things. But it happened. So now we have to find a way out, and that's what we are constantly working on.
Can I ask one more question? Did you have that meeting yesterday, Virgil van Dijk spoke about Manchester City, did as well, about some hard talk, and did things get resolved? Out there in the open?
Well, I think that's I don't want to speak about these kind of things, to be honest, because you make this they're constant meetings, unfortunately. and yes, we had meetings. If it was exactly that, I don't know. I don't know which meeting Virgil was talking about.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.